Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland Music bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp singing one of his songs. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Robert J. Fisher, Certified Financial Planner, is our guest. Bob is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. And that's your website, too, isn't it, Bob.com?
Yes, www.nakedportfoliomanager.com.
All right, folks, he's got all his clothes on. That's just a metaphor for the for the way he thinks about, taking the investment industry's emperor's clothes off, right? Right, Bob?
That's right.
So we're talking about...
I do have a blog post up. Okay. Should I go naked or wear a hat? So, you know, people might like that.
He's always a little edgy, folks. So we're talking about six thinking hats approach to decision-making, to planning. And each of these six hats have a color. White, red...
That's correct.
White, red, black, yellow, green, and blue... And white is information, red is emotion, bad points are black, good points are yellow, creativity is green, and thinking is blue. Now, in teaching the six thinking hats method, do you use colors? I know we said colors, and people know what those look like, but do you actually have little hats or maybe balls or whatever that are colors so that you can almost say, okay, I'm sticking with this color. I'm not going to wander off on these other things.
Absolutely, and when I teach this, a lot of times we'll put on ball caps of different colors. When people are sitting at their desk and working through a six hats problem, what I recommend that they do is to go to an art supply store and they get six different colored pens. Now, typically we use brown for white because
right.
Obviously white doesn't show up on white paper.
Right.
But
you mean colored ink, different colored ink pens.
Because when you pick up that different color pen, what it does is it signals your brain to say, okay, now I'm in the green hat, and so I need to be thinking about alternatives, different. Creatively about different ways of solving this issue, which is different than when you pick up your red hat, your red pen, and you say, "What's my gut tell me?
Mm-hmm.
What's my intuition?"
Mm-hmm. But how does that keep you? I mean, how do you manage all those pens? I mean, that's the thing. Do you? It sounded to me like you might be moving back and forth among the colors.
Absolutely not.
You don't. You stick with one and you play it out, don't you?
You have to stick with one. And that's why your blue hat, the first thing your blue hat does is it says, okay, I'm going to spend 15 minutes thinking about this. I'm going to spend 3 minutes in the white hat. I'm going to spend 2 minutes in the yellow hat. I'm going to spend, 30 seconds in the red hat.
And then after all that's done, what do you wind up with?
Jim, every time I've ever used the six thinking hats, and every time I've demonstrated it, people have always come away and said, you know what, I have the thinking is much better, it's much clearer, I've identified alternatives I did not know I had, I understand what the issues are much better. People always find that they come up with much better thinking by doing this.
I'm going to use another term that we've all used all of our lives that this reminds me of. Whenever I'm trying to make a big decision, I often have an agenda. I often want it to go a certain way, but I'm prepared for it to go the other way and accept the other way, that maybe the way I didn't want to go. I'm prepared to do that as long as I know I have turned over, I've acquired as much information as possible, and I've turned over all the rocks and given it the maximum opportunity to work. And if it doesn't work, then I accept the other alternative. That's what this sounds like to me.
Yes,
using a more structured process, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
The goal is the same. I've given it the maximum opportunity to work, but this is a better structure than my turning over all the rocks. This actually gives a name to all the rocks, except they call them hats. So, folks, now that you're 30,
structure.
I got to wrap it up, Bob. Hey, Bob, give us the website again, please.
It's www.nakedportfoliomanager.com.
And you can find out more about the Six Thinking Hats method of thinking and decision-making there at his website. Thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job. Quick break. Going to come back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.